American kids who grew up reading comics were told by their parents they'd outgrow them. But instead, the comics grew up along with their readers. In the 60s and 70s, underground comics offered offbeat, idiosyncratic ideas in comic book form. The past decade brought a new wave of adult comics, often referred to as graphic novels. My guests Gilbert and Jaime Hernandez are an important part of that new wave. They are two Mexican-American brothers who grew up in an ethnically mixed neighborhood outside of Los Angeles. Since 1981, they've been doing a comic book series called Love and Rockets. Each edition includes stories by both Jaime and Gilbert. Jaime's stories are about men and women who came of age with the anarchy of punk rock, like Jaime did. Gilbert's stories are often based on tales his family told him about life south of the border. The stories are set in an imaginary town called Palomar.
When I started the Palomar stories, Jaime had already been doing his stories about young people living in the United States, particularly Hispanics. And I decided, well, you know, instead of do the same thing, I said, I'll do the stories from the other side of the border's point of view, just to make things different for the book. And it actually liberated me from actually repeating what Jaime was already doing.
Now, Jaime, describe where your stories are set.
Pretty much where I grew up, you know, Southern California, Mexican neighborhood. It's just pretty much the Southern California that the media and TV and movies never show you. That, yes, not all of us go surfing and you know, wear sunny, bright clothes and things like that and are blonde.
But not all of us are in gangs either.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to describe the early stories in which the characters you do now originated?
Well, see, when we first started the comic, I was just throwing everything in there that I had planned before we were doing this professionally. And I pretty much was going along with it, you know, not knowing where anything was going. And so I had a lot of spaceships and robots and dinosaurs and things like that mixed in, but as we kept going along, we got better response to the characters, which I liked doing. And when I found out that people were willing to put up with just normal people, I jumped right in there.
One thing you both have in common is that you often tell stories from the woman's point of view. And I wonder why you both do that, being men.
Well, I can't tell you why either. I just like doing it, and it just worked out. I mean, we got really good response from female readers.
A lot of what we originally put, and still do in Love and Rockets, was we put things in because we weren't seeing them anywhere else, as far as popular, you know, entertainment goes. I mean, you could pick up a novel and you know, read about great, you know, female characters, but you couldn't go to the movies or put on a TV show or whatever, and there weren't, at the time, this is the early 80s, there weren't just too many great female characters going on. There still aren't enough of them, of course. There's more on TV than there are in films. But anyway, we just decided to emphasize that because that was something we had a knack for. I mean, you know, it's not perfect or anything. We get a lot of letters from women saying, oh, a woman wouldn't do that and this and that, and, which is, you know, good, keeps us on our toes. But it just seemed like women had more interesting things to say in certain areas. And this is the truth, and they're just a lot more fun to draw.
More fun to draw?
Yeah. And not just the sexy ones. I mean, all the women, you know, they're just more fun to draw because they use body language differently than men do. Guys are pretty boring to draw sometimes because they just stand there, have their hands in their pockets or something, where the women are usually more just interesting in their body language.
Was it ever any more difficult than it might have been otherwise to get published when you were drawing comics with, you know, characters making love to each other? And Jaime, in your case, some of those characters making love to each other are women. You know, there's like lesbian characters in it. So was there ever any problems with bookstores carrying it or with a publisher publishing it because of that?
Actually, it was easier in the beginning, but now I don't know, with this censorship scare, everyone's running around like a maniac. Every once in a while, a book will be stopped at a border somewhere, you know, in another country. But our first real big response against nudity or anything was because Gilbert drew a naked man dancing. And, you know, we had naked women, you know, long before that. But as soon as the man was showing genitalia, you know, they just went crazy.
The much-celebrated double standard.
Yeah.
Do you think women ever distrust a man doing lesbian scenes in his work? You know, because I think a lot of women feel that men who are into lesbianism are into it in a really voyeuristic way.
Exactly. Some people are. They're usually afraid to tell me to my face. But, you know, but then at the same time, I get just, I get really good response saying that I'm treating everything really fairly. And you know, then once in a while, I'll get a response from a lesbian saying, well, that's not how they do it. And it's like, well, how, is there only one way to do it, you know, to show it?
It seems most unusual to have two brothers who are both comic book artists. Do you have any explanation for how you both ended up being talented at this?
Oh, we started that since we learned to draw, because there were always comic books in the house. So that was a pretty easy way to, you know, tell a story. There was something always in us, even when we were small children, that that we wanted to tell stories. It was always our desire to tell stories with words and pictures, and comics were the best way to do it. And I say, and the way things are going now, it's still one of the best ways of doing it.
What do you mean, the way things are going now?
Oh, just, how most Hollywood movies are pretty bad. But same with television. I mean, you come up with a character, like, say, if Jaime took Maggie and Hopi to do it to be a, you know, television characters, they'd go like, this is great, but do they have to be lesbians? You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
It gets watered down to the point where we just say, the hell with it. In a comic book, you know, in the particular kind of comic books we do, it's like, we'll do anything we want when we want to do it. And we have nobody on our backs telling us we can't. And I think that's why there's so much interest in alternative comic books nowadays.
Your mother collected comics, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of comics did you read when you were growing up? All kinds or certain kinds?
Yeah, we read all kinds of comics, and I think that's why nobody can really pinpoint our influences. We read them all. I mean, we read the Marvel, DC superhero comics, but we also read, kiddie comics like Little Dot or Richie Rich or those types. And we read Mad Magazine. We read Dennis the Menace comics. I mean, just anything that that came in the house. You know, it was almost like we had no taste, so we just having no taste might be better than having bad taste, because at least having no
that.
Taste, you absorb everything. whereas having bad taste, you only take in a certain amount, right?
That's a very interesting way to look at it.
Well, you know, because little kids, you know, you're like, it's like a little ball of clay and you mold it, right? So we just, you know, we took in as much of the good that we could figure out, and hopefully eliminated the bad. I mean, you know, that doesn't always work. I mean, sometimes some of our bad influences creep into our work, but you know, it's a challenge to keep them out.
One of you once said that you used to get beaten up a lot when you were young. Was there a special reason that you were picked on?
Well, I was more picked on, not necessarily beaten up, but picked on. I don't know. I just because just. Kind of a geeky type person, you know, didn't like sports. Just, you know, everybody's got a story like that. You know, everybody was picked on, you know. I mean, most people were. What's funny is that everybody says they were picked on. I go, well, then who's doing the picking?
You know? Really? Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, there's all these yuppie bonehead jocks going around saying, oh, I was picked on as a kid. And I go, what are you talking about? You were the guy beating Mia.
Yeah.
You know? All of a sudden, everybody's a sensitive, you know, person nowadays. It's like, it's a hoax.
Does your mother, who used to read a lot of comics, I don't know if she still does or not, but does your mother read your comics? And has she given you any feedback that was useful to you?
Well, she I think she reads my stuff more than Gilbert's. I think his stuff scares her.
Gilbert, do you agree?
She never says anything. Sometimes I'm really surprised that she'll mention something that, you know, that I did in an issue or something, and I go, "Oh, you read that issue? Because that issue also had this and that," meaning, you know, some sticky violence or sex in it, you know. And I just, you know, I lay awake at night thinking, "My mom saw that, yay!" You know, this is my Catholic guilt creeping up on me. But she doesn't say anything because I think she trusts us. I think she's very proud of us that we've gone this far. Because to be honest, we never thought we'd get this far. That anybody would be that interested in what we wanted to say.
What kind of scene do you worry scares her?
Oh, just in my stories, just explicit sex scenes, basically. I mean, you know, nobody's mother wants to see their child drawing people doing the Humpty Dance, you know? It's just it's just something, you know, and I understand. I'll probably feel the same way when I've got kids, you know, and they're drawing people doing that, you know. Jaime has a more easygoing attitude about his stories that are easier to get into, I think, whereas mine has a darker tone. And that's not because I'm trying to be creepy or anything, but I guess I'm just pessimistic.
Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
No problem.
Jaime and Gilbert Hernandez. Their comic book, Love and Rockets, is published quarterly by Fantagraphics Press in Seattle.